You are now tuned in to Sheriff Says What's Up. This is your boy Sheriff. Let's get it.
This just in. China eats fetuses, you guys. China eats fetuses. I was going to release this yesterday, but I decided to cover this today. I was like, oh my god. This is hot off the presses. Like, I don't want to ruin people's weekends with this. I'd rather, like, kick this off on a Monday where people are like, yeah, you know what, it's Monday. Oh, Chinese are eating fetuses? Oh. You know what I mean? Like, when you tell somebody on a Sunday, it's like, man, why you gotta ruin my Sunday, bruh? You know what I'm saying? I don't want to ruin a person's whole weekend with that. Better kick things off with new news. China eats fetuses. Babies, they eat their own, they'll eat yours, they don't care. You thought them eating cats was a joke. Well, this is no joke, my friends. China is eating babies. Yep. And it's got everybody sick. Hear ye, hear ye. Make way for the coronavirus. You've heard of the mad cow disease. That ain't nothing compared to this. Behold, the boiled fetus. The impeachment distraction wasn't enough. They needed a Hail Mary. They're going all out now. This is all out war. We got Satan on full blast, aliens everywhere, mass shootings all over the place, earthquakes all over, child trafficking everywhere you look, sex trafficking in the shadows and the alleyways. And we got slavery. And look, dude, this ain't funny, but it's my delivery. You know, I mean, we got freaking blood rave parties and rituals and sacrifices and hostile in real life, like the movie Hostel in real life. All types of bullshit. I mean, just all types of bullshit. We got this whole Epstein running away from prosecution because we know the dude is still alive. We got Trump on full blast with whatever he can get in his hands. Oh yeah, this makes me look good. Yeah, okay. Full blast. Crank it up. Crank it up a notch. Nah. Put, like, I know it goes to 10. Put this thing at, like, a 15, bro. Well, I don't know. You gotta mess with the settings. And you gotta, you know what I'm saying? They are turned all the way up. Turned down for what? Like, I don't know, man. It's like, somebody invited me out. And, yeah, I'm gonna turn down for what? Because I don't want to go. I don't want to go to your baby raping butt-humping party. I just know. No thanks. I'm good on that. I'm gonna stick here with my vegan meals and do my vegan thing and just chill and make music and podcasts and campaign for presidency. I mean, that's the plan. And that's what I'm doing. You don't like it, then I don't know what to tell you. Don't know what to tell you, man. Really don't know what to tell you. What to tell you, what to tell you. You don't like me, don't know what to tell you. Hey, hey, you don't know what to say. See me, don't know what to say. Watch, watch, watch. You'll come this way. Hey, hey, what you gonna say? What you gonna say to me today? Not a damn thing, not a damn thing, not a damn thing, not a damn thing. I ain't listening to nothing that you say. Ain't. I know you ain't came here for a freestyle, but I'm a fucking freestyle, cause that's what I do on my podcast. Boo, but you don't like it? You a boo-boo. Hey, boo-boo, what? You gonna be my sidekick? Well, that's a side split, and a sidekick, and a sidekick for that sidekick, and a sidekick, and a sidekick. Hey, whatever happened to sidekicks, man? You split the device. Yeah, it was nice. Had a keyboard just right. Kitty hand all nice. Yeah, just right. But they had to put it on ice. Hey. It's crazy, man. They used to come out with sidekicks all the way back in the day, you know? Like, the technology was nice, you know what I'm saying? But, like, the features just weren't there. Like, they were subpar equipment. But it was a nice idea, right? Hey. That's what's up, man. China eats fetuses, man. I can't get over that, dude. Mad cow disease, crazy bird flu, freaking. What are they gonna come out with next? They've already, like, I don't know, dude. Like, Kobe dying. Like, come on, dude. Kobe's not dead. Like, you're not pulling that wool over my eyes. Yeah, it could be sad, but I don't believe it happened. That's just like my roommate. Man, it's tragic that you try to do that, like, really stoop to that level. Like, that's pretty sad, dude. That you would have to do that. What are you doing? You going to live on Mars? Like, for real, dude. Hey, no, he's okay. He's just going to live on Mars. He had to fake his death so you don't worry about him and wonder where he's going. Next thing you know, they're going to come out saying, oh, this is just like that one movie, Kingsman. You know what I'm saying? Where they got that elite circle and they're like letting the rest of the world go to crap and go crazy, but everything is like legit underground, like something like that. And they just want to wait it out. It's like, dude, it's all scripted, man. You know what I'm saying? Like, one of my family members even called me and was like, oh my God, the sky is falling. Did you see the sky falling in China? It's falling all over the world. And I mean, he does this all the time, right? He calls me, he's like, the world is coming to an end. The sky is falling. And I'm like, again? What happened to it falling and the world coming to an end the last time? Like the last 20 million times that you called and said, oh my God, the sky is falling, can you believe it? I really can see the incoming. You really think we're going out like that? Hey, I got an idea. Let's just all do nothing because all of a sudden Kobe Bryant is dead. Oh my God, like the whole world is coming to an end. Oh my God. No, it's not. Plenty of famous people die all the time, and I'm not trying to desensitize it. I'm saying boo freaking who. Don't fake your death. You're a scumbag. You're a scumbag if you fake your death.